Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to this program, Lantern. We have a nice story to hear and learn about it. So let's listen. What's the title of today's story? Al-Quran, the Great and Holy Book. About 100 years ago, England had a powerful prime minister. He was a Christian to a high section of the Anglican Church. His name was Gladstone. One day in the year 1882, he was speaking in the British Parliament on how to weaken the power of Muslims in Egypt so that the British could continue to rule over them. At one stage, he raised a copy of the Holy Quran in his hand and said that so long as this book remained with the Muslims in that country and they respected and followed it, the British would never be able to dominate them. He added that the only solution was to try and separate the Holy Quran from the Muslims of Egypt. At the end of the speech, a committee was formed to decide upon ways and means of carrying out Gladstone's recommendation. The committee resolved to send some experts to Egypt who would launch a campaign which would weaken the faith of people and make them suspicious of the truth of the Holy Quran. The aim was to discourage people to refer to the Holy Book and gradually make them turn against the Islamic way of life. In the course of this political and vicious program, a learned man by the name of Dunlop, who was sent to Egypt as a teacher, he prepared many books containing lessons which were nothing but propaganda in disguise. One of the lessons on history was based on showing how Egypt was lagging behind and was not making progress because of Islam and the Quran. It alleged that people of Egypt were much more civilized prior to the coming of Islam. Such ill-intentioned program first succeeded to a small extent in influencing the youth at the schools. Then the holy man of Al-Azhar University protested to the authorities and demanded that an end be put to it. Now let us find out what are the qualities of this book which the enemies wish to remove from the Muslims. The holy book is known as Al-Quran, which means the reading of the Prophet of Islam who never went to any school. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has retired to a cave on Mount Hira, not far from Mecca. One day angel Jibreel, came to him and said, "Read." The Holy Prophet said, "What should I recite?" Gabriel said, "Read in the name of thy Lord, who created man out of a mere clot of congealed blood. Read, and thy Lord is most beautiful. He who thought the use of pen, thought man that which he did not know." The Holy Quran, as word of Allah the Almighty, as revealed to His Prophet Muhammad, this book gives guidance for our daily life. It appeals to our power of reasoning and exhorts us to follow the commands of Allah. It is living miracle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, the last of the prophets who came from Allah. It is not surprising at all that this holy book has remained intact for the last 1400 years. And it shall remain so till the day of judgment, for Allah has taken it on himself to protect it. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said that one should at least recite 50 ayahs every day. Let us therefore value and respect this great book by reading it with understanding and follow its teachings.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear sisters and brothers. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we read some religious stories and then talk about the moral lessons or themes of these stories. Our subject of today is the Noble Quran. We believe that for the guidance of man, God has sent down several divine books, among which we may name the Suhuf given to Noah, the Law given to Moses, the Gospel given to Jesus Christ, and the Holy Book of Quran given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Were these books not sent, human beings would have been led astray, falling afar off from the natural path of piety, ethics, and straight path of truth. Such divine books, like the clouds of mercy, have rained upon the plain of the hearts, bringing to fruit the seeds of knowledge, wisdom, and virtues. Among these, an exception is the Holy Book of Quran, which has remained unaltered and is exactly the same way as it was when revealed by the Allah Almighty. And it has always been shining like the bright sun throughout the ages and the nations, alighting the heart. We believe that Holy Quran is the greatest and the most important one among the many miracles of the Prophet of Islam, not only for its eloquence, fluency, vividness, expressiveness, but rather for its important aspects and wide dimensions of this book, about which broad descriptions have been given by the experts in their books. We believe that no one can ever bring a book like the Holy Book of Quran, even not a chapter comparable to it. This is because the Noble Quran frequently asks the doubtful to do it if they can, and all who have endeavored have failed. The 88th verse of Surah Al-Isra is talking about this issue. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Say, if the whole of mankind and jinns gather together to make out a book like this Holy Quran, they could not do it, even if they back up each other with help and support. This verse signifies the great miracle of Quran, which has been intact and unchanged from that time, and no human being could bring verses even similar to it. Now let's go for a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life. Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the Noble Quran and its qualities that are featured and unique and make it different from other holy books. Well, the Noble Quran, which is now at hands of we as Muslims, is the exact and unaltered copy of that which was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, nothing less and nothing more. A group of trustworthy scribes chosen by the Prophet himself took note of the revelation from the very beginning up to the end, and Muslims had it a duty of must to read and recite the verses by day and night. A large group of Muslims committed the book to memory, and a group of them had its own scrolls. Those who had the book in their memory and those who could recite it for the others had always had a very respectful position among other believers. such customs and else prevented the least amount of changes or any alteration to take place in the book. Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.